You're listening to WMUK. Driverless cars have arrived at Western Michigan University. Two autonomous shuttles are being tested as a way to help students with disabilities get around campus. WMUK's Andy Robbins went to find out more.
That sound you really can't hear is the small four-passenger research vehicle rolling away from the flagpoles near Western Sangren Hall. It looks like a squarish blue and white bubble. Inside, you will not find a steering wheel, a brake pedal, or any other controls. Being fully electric and battery-powered, it's virtually silent.
Locking you in.
There we go.
Okay, so we're going to go uphill and then turn around. And
Okay.
Go up this hill?
Yep. Move it.
It's not very steep. I'm not scared yet.
Today, Western President Edward Montgomery and his wife, Carrie, are getting a demonstration ride with engineering grad student Johan Faunas. The $2.1 million autonomous shuttle project is part of the $8 million Michigan Mobility Challenge, the 2018 initiative that also involves an engineering company and the University of Michigan is looking for ways to improve transportation for the disabled.
So the maximum speed is 15 miles per hour.
15?
Yes.
Okay.
But we're going to limit it on this campus to 4.
Okay.
To walking speed.
Okay.
Because of the students walking around in class and stuff. So just to be safe.
Faunas holds an Xbox game controller with a dead man switch. If he takes his finger off the button, the car stops. Although it will drive itself around Western's campus, an operator will always be on board with the switch. Assistant Western Engineering Professor Zach Asher is in charge of the university's part of the project.
You know, this is like really safe technology, but it is new technology, and accidents are not allowed at all.
To move without a driver guiding it, the vehicle needs a constant stream of data from its own onboard radar and other sensors. And engineering doctoral student Nick Goberville says there's also a rooftop transmitter giving it directions.
So that allows the vehicle to basically operate within a precision of like 1 centimeter of knowing exactly where it is located.
Asher says the autonomous vehicle is the most ambitious and complex part of the Michigan Mobility Challenge.
You know, we're offering a mobility solution for wheelchair users and combining that with autonomous vehicles, and it's sort of, you know, really aggressive.
The vehicle was built by the engineering firm Pratt & Miller using some parts from an electric golf cart. The company's project leader, Jeff Reese, says it's taking a new approach to helping disabled people get where they need to go.
Accessibility seems to be an afterthought. Vehicles get retrofit, and it's not designed in from the beginning. We want to change that.
But Reese says driverless shuttles like this one aren't quite ready to hit the road everywhere just yet.
There's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and the technology is speeding ahead of any regulations or, you know, public policy. So we're trying to understand that before it's too late.
One of Western Michigan University's roles in the project is to figure out an economic model for autonomous vehicles serving the disabled.
You want another run?
I'm good. Do you want to keep running?
Sure. I'm going
to be a
For the students working on the test program, like Johan Faunas, who worked for 5 years in a power plant, the car is exciting.
I mean, if you ask me like 1 year back, I was like, what is an autonomous vehicle? I mean, what is it for? And now that I, with this project, I see the importance of this technology, and it's great.
This is more fun than the power plant.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was fun. And I wasn't even scared, not even a little.
The autonomous car will be driving itself around Western's campus during the test program that runs through the end of the month. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.